Blog Talk Radio.
Looks like we're shy of one horse.
You brought too many.
Obviously, we're close to the 1,500 shows. We march on. Good evening. Welcome. And you ready to get down as we always do with the chefs? Your loving mad scientist in effect. Proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the assassins of the Black Athlete Sports Network and the Brother Man Network. Welcome to Soul Tree Radio on the Raw. I'm your host, Michael Lewis, singer, DJ Honeycomb. And as always, it is good to be with you. Shouting out our Brother Man Network, we got Radio Reggie in Richmond, Virginia. The Orlando Ledbetter and Sonic Cheryl Jones in Philadelphia. Ricky Hampton Sr. in Detroit City. Michael Robertson in Oakland, California. Pat Freeman, the Mighty Oba, doing more work. Case for Buffalo and Rochester to do right by its black citizens, as well as the National Football League, doing this thing up in Western New York. And, of course, the rest of the chefs when they get in here. Riding shotgun with me. He was on the ringy dingies yesterday. I hope he hears me now. It's my man, Gary Norris Gray. What's up, G?
America, once again, and large is mine.
I know that's right.
Michael Lewis Ingram.
Yes, sir.
The state of California.
Mm-hmm.
Just wasted $290 million.
Whoa, that much?
On a recount.
Holy shit.
Let me do it again.
Mm-hmm.
The state of California just wasted $290 million on the re-election of Governor Newsom. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I am livid. I am as an outrage.
I understand that you are in a high state of passivity. Before we go further, tell everybody who we are.
Yes, sir.
For decades, the Black Athlete Sports Network has served as the definitive source for information about the black athlete. Whether it be historical or analytical, BASN has always celebrated the contributions of sports' most innovative and unique beings. The Black Athlete. In 2016, as we relaunch BlackAthlete.com, look for more of the same from our unique set of writers and historians. We have been and always will be the soul of sports. We are BASN.
We are BASN.
No joke.
The reason why I'm upset about this is because there is a rail line. It's planning to go from San Francisco to L.A.
Okay.
And it will get you there in an hour and a half. It's supposed to get you there in an hour and a half.
Right. Wasn't this what Arnold was talking about?
That's right. 20 years ago.
Yeah. Okay.
This $290 million they just spent,
mm-hmm.
guess what? It's going to delay that rail line.
Oh, I don't doubt.
See, this is kind of nonsense Republicans are doing. See, this is all Republicans. Because if they let that money alone, this rail line will be open in 2024.
3 years, roughly.
Guess what? It won't be ready now until 2032.
8 years?
8 more years.
Shit.
If we get lucky, if we had no more nonsense like the last 3 weeks.
Right.
Michael, this country needs leadership. Leadership. And Donald J. Trump has undermined everything.
Yeah, you ain't lying. I feel like my man Jack Nicholson when he was the Joker in Batman saying, this town needs an enema. Yeah, this whole country needs a fucking enema. This is just disgusting. This is disgusting. And, you know, we made the point years ago when we were doing a show that focused on the fact that China had completed a high-speed rail that you could go from two of its more important cities far less time, and it would cost you, I think it was the equivalent of like $83 or something like that, U.S. Although the bottom line was it was far cheaper and it was more efficient, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And here we've been fucking with transportation and the fact that the Republicans have been playing fast and loose with this. The fastest
you know,
thing
say,
we have.
I'm going to say the reason why this is going on.
Okay.
This goes back to 1961.
61? Okay.
61. That's what I'm saying. President John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Was asked, do you want to go nuclear or solar? Do you want to have railways or interstate highways?
Okay.
John Fitzgerald Kennedy said, you know what? We gotta serve the car industry.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened? We had interstate all across the nation.
True.
We had cars going every which way but loose.
Pretty much.
That's what happened.
Hmm.
In the meantime. Our Japanese allies built not one, not two, but three bullet trains.
Yeah, three Shinkansen. Mm-hmm.
You can go from northern Japan to southern Japan in 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
What are we doing, Mike?
Oh, I know what we're doing. We're screwing each other because you have to remember the oil lobby is very powerful.
That's right.
Now,
oil lobby.
That's right. I can tell you the fastest thing we have is on my side of the map. It's the Acela train, and it runs from Boston to Washington, D.C. There are points on the trip where the trains can go as fast as 150 miles an hour. However, there's spots in between. I think the fastest it can do safely is a 120. That train is always tearing through my corridor down here in South Jersey as it's booking on the way to Philadelphia. But the long and short of this was fixable. You had the previous administration, and not that asshole, but the one before it, where 17 infrastructure bills were put in front of everybody. This was taking care of maintenance of railroads, fixing of bridges, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The United States, sadly, at least on this side of the map, ain't prepared to do a high-speed rail. You have to have a whole revamping. And I mentioned this a couple of shows ago. On the East Coast, you have one tunnel, two tracks. Everything is getting the fuck out of the city on those two tracks, and they will go everywhere else. The Port Authority, whoever's regulating this, they need another tunnel. The Holland Tunnel only takes care of cars. The Lincoln Tunnel is cars only, and this one tunnel that runs underneath it takes care of the trains. Should have made one 10 years ago, but they decided not to for the very same reason. Maintenance and the interference of the oil lobbies. There were train routes designed to go from Minnesota to Texas through the Carolinas and others. And, of course, Arnold brought this up 20 years ago when he won a recall election against Gray Davis. So we know this has been on everybody's mind. Now, they could have ran a high-speed train from L.A. to Vegas or from Frisco to L.A. They know
the only existing line right now is L.A. to Bakersfield. That's the only line that's existing right now.
That's high speed?
Yeah, it's L.A. to Bakersfield.
Okay.
And Bakersfield
how far,
is like 3 hours.
How far is that in terms of time, G?
Huh?
How far is that in terms to take to go from L.A. to Bakersfield? How fast or how long
it
would that
took, take? It took almost 2 hours to get to Bakersfield. Now it takes about 45, 50 minutes.
Okay, cool. So it did knock off time.
Michael, there's another thing to this. What you just said about the tunnels. Now, this weekend... It was 9/11, right? 9/11. What symbols did those guys take out?
Yeah. I know.
They took out all the monetary or symbolism that we wanted, right?
Yes, they did.
They took out the Pentagon.
Yep.
They took out the World Trade Centers.
Yes, they did.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm going to tell you something. It's going to happen again. But this time, it's going to be roots that are going to be blocked. Listen to what I'm saying now. St. Louis. New Orleans. Chicago. Those are going to be the 3 points that are going to get blown up. Here's the reason why. You have to get industry from west to east, or east to west, right?
Right.
You blow up St. Louis and you're blocking the Mississippi River.
True.
You blow up New Orleans, you're blocking the entrance to the Mississippi River.
Awesome.
You blow up Chicago, and that's the crossroads to east to west. Those three points are blocked, and America is dead because they can't get goods from east to west.
And not just east west, Chicago's a big hub on Amtrak.
That's
so, yeah,
right.
They
I'm telling you.
There's some shit
that's okay. I saw 9/11 this weekend. That's going to be next.
Yep.
It's
going to
be
next. So, I know on the heels of talking sports, as we will eventually do, this is important, but, you know, this is the roadmap that everybody's scared to talk about, Gary. And you know this. Is that the fact that the storm, and I'm talking about Sandy, not the one we recently had in 2012, showed us just how vulnerable we were. There was flooding, significant flooding in the main thoroughfares coming into New York.
Yeah.
They managed to drain the water out, but the problem was definitely really fixed. And you've got other routes going in that are affected by tunnels. We're also talking about Port Authority Trans-Hudson or the PATH trains. They roll into New York as well. They just don't carry as many people. The long and short of this is we have been teetering. Little improvement, and everybody's talking about both sides.
Bridges going down, railways breaking up, infrastructure falling apart, roads are buckling. But what are you doing?
You're right. But they're not going to change anything, apparently, because everybody's talking a bunch of shit, and nobody's getting to the heart of the matter. Problem is, we needed to have things fixed a long time ago. I mean, a long time ago. and nobody's doing anything.
Well, I hope America understands what I just explained to them. And they think that 9/11 is over. No, it's not over.
Yeah.
Look, well, we look at Gazdan. And that means that nobody at Gazdan.
Mm-hmm.
Al-Qaeda killer, or whatever the new name is now.
Yep.
And the reason why it's not 11 killed is because of the anger of America.
Yeah.
And they're more angry now because we killed thousands. We mourned 3,000 September 11th.
True.
But nobody says a word about the 10,000-15,000 Afghanis, Iranians, Iraqis that have died the past 20 years.
Well, you're talking
nobody
about
says
a different...
Word.
As Tony said,
right.
Yeah, there's got to be a payroll. So we know things are being set aside so that more money is getting allotted. But I want to go back to what you said at the top of the show. $290
million
on this bullshit.
Yes, sir.
That's amazing. You know, now only...
Michael, that was going to 3.5 months.
No, I got that. But what I'm
saying, what are you doing?
They don't do recalls in New Jersey. As a matter of fact, I don't think there's any other state aside from California that does recalls. But
every state in the union can have recall. But yeah. Every state has different rules to recall.
Okay.
California has one of the easiest ways to do recalls.
Okay.
New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts have one of the toughest. You had to really...
I was going to say, I had never heard of anyone even attempting to do a recall in New York and New Jersey. Seriously, I've never heard of it. But now that you talk this, and now that we see the waste of money, you see how people can bristle when these same fucks, these same politicians talk about, well, we don't have any money. You know, where are they going to get the money for it? Motherfuckers just wasted almost $300 million on some bullshit. And we know every day that Congress does business, they're spending
Hold on,
Danny, let me finish. They spend $1.5 million a day in Congress. We know this. How do we know this? Because when the Affordable Care Act kept going up for the acts, they did it over 60 times. Over 60. Do the math. Times that by 1.5, what do you get? $90 million?
Yep.
For bullshit. For playing stop. This is ridiculous. And nobody's speaking on it. You know?
I did it on my show.
Mm-hmm.
I say on this show right now.
Yep.
There is no reason, zero reason, for the American, any American, to be homeless. There's no reason for that. No reason whatsoever.
I agree with you. We got Reggie. Let me see if Reggie's line comes through. Reggie, are you there?
Because... Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good, guys.
If you can spend $290 million in 3 months over a stupid recall, you can spend $290 million to give people houses. This is ridiculous.
Hey, Gary, can I ask you a question? You know, I'm not trying to be an asshole, but here's my issue. When it comes to the defense budget, neither party would do a fucking thing to cut money from the Defense Department. Neither party. I mean, we just got to keep it 100. Number two, when people talk about why should I vote and why should I get out here, when you have candidates who want to help the people, but because of Citizens United under Obama, as Mike and T-Mac pointed out, and this is shit that's been in the making for the last 30 or 40, 50 years. This just didn't happen. And I'm going to say this real quick. Republicans put up bullshit candidates like Larry Elder, McCain, and Bob Dole, because they use the Democrats as whipping boys to whip up their base where they get their money from. When you got all this overseas and dark money out there, this is what happens. Yeah.
Reading.
Uh-huh.
We have a government right now who does not care about the people at all. They don't care. They do not
that's both
care
parties.
About the American public.
Yeah, that's both parties.
I said the government.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's both parties.
When
and I ain't no conservative. Let me get that straight. I ain't no Republican.
All the FBI and you have a case on certain people in the FBI, and the FBI ignores your complaint. They don't care about you. They don't care about you. And today is a classic example about that. Five ladies in with the Congress today and testified about Mr. Nasser, and they called the FBI repeatedly for assistance. The FBI ignored them.
I'm not surprised.
CBS won. They don't care about you. You've been doing the $90 million on a recall. On a recall.
Look, Gary, we've seen this act before. I mean, they did the same thing when Schwarzenegger got in there. And no offense, but California has sit back and dropped the ball. I'm sorry, man. You got Feinstein so old and decrepit, she can barely see and stand up. And whether you like it or not, I despise Republicans, but Republicans fall in line with Democrats fall in love. They make sure that they got a game plan 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years down the road where fucking Democrats react. And this is the bullshit you get.
Let me say this. Mr. Larry Elder.
From South Central. Don't forget, he says he's from South Central. That's when the white folks live there.
What he thought he was going to do was, he thought he was going to be the black Donald J. Trump. It didn't work.
Yeah.
Because people can see through. People can see through that. See, America has a racist tone to its logic. Larry Elder thought, hey, I can do this. I can be a black Donald Trump and win this date. No, wrong. Wrong. It wasn't going to happen.
Well, you got to realize that $290 million that you talked about, Larry Elder got a piece of that. And
You know he got paid.
Hold on. I know. I'm just saying. You know, he was used as a straw horse. They put him out there as a barometer because California is a weird state. It's liberal, but there are definite pockets of conservatism. I don't even think
also,
our conservatism.
African Americans. Stop being. Boo boo the boo, okay?
Yes.
And there you go, boo boo the boo. Because I know, and you know, and Reggie knows, he wasn't going to be no damn governor of California.
Well, we know that. You know, that wasn't so much that he's.
That wasn't his strategy, though. That wasn't their strategy. The strategy was to keep Governor Newsom as a whipping boy so they can keep beating on him as that wildly liberal for the midterm elections. Gary, these fuckers are playing chess. My Democrats are playing checkers, man. I'm telling you what they're doing.
Governor Newsom is going to run next year a re-election. There is nobody in the Republican Party that can beat him. Nobody.
Gary, you're missing the big picture. You're missing the big picture, Gary. Go ahead, Mike. You're missing the big picture, Gary.
This was done to weaken him. Like you said,
thank you.
He's going to run next year. But they wanted to test the waters to see just how vulnerable he was. And that's why this is important. Okay, so the vote was like, I think, 54, 43.
70 to 30.
Okay, even better. But still. They wanted to know where that vulnerability is because that's 40-something electoral votes.
And most of the rebellious votes came from Orange County,
mm-hmm.
San Diego County,
mm-hmm.
La Mesa County was the downtown,
yep.
and
Gary, how much money was spent on this recall that could have went in other directions? That's the point. That's what Republicans wanted to do. They wanted to throw that money away so the conservatives couldn't get it.
You're on the right track, Reggie, but let me get the professor in here to throw something in the pot because he has handled elections consistently. Professor, can you hear us?
Unfortunately, yes. But anyway, let's go ahead.
why you got to take shots, Professor? You act like we're at the football game, Professor. Why you got to do me like I'm not playing the Central? Why you got to do that, Professor?
Ooh,
you act like
we're
at the Central win seven game.
Good evening from up north. And tell us, because you've been involved in so many elections, what was your vibe with the California recall?
Let's be very literary about this. Much to do about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with that. Because it was basically a bunch of nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
We have been witnessing this directly for the last 2 years.
Okay.
Coming into the most recent election, general election.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go back to, you see, you go back 12 years to the election of President Obama. And all in between, you had this power grab by the Republican Party. And, I mean, you got people who are always talking about saving money, saving lives. You know, we spent in round numbers 2,500 lives in Afghanistan, in a country where these people have been tribal just as long as they've been people.
If you ever had
read anything about that area, the British have been there about 4 or 5 times, got their ass kicked out. You know, when we saw the Russians running out in 1980, we should have took note.
Right. Don't
go there. But no, we have this white mindset. This is, hey, we can do all things and fix all things because, hey, once we get in there and do what we do, the way we do it,
mm-hmm.
hey, they're gonna come in, you know, they're gonna come around and they're gonna have elections and all that other stuff, which they did. But when the rubber met the road, guess what? I guess he was called the prime minister, president, or whatever, hauled ass,
mm-hmm.
and this is after.
Yeah.
All that 200 some thousand military force that we had trained and worked with,
right.
And I've talked to a few people who went over there, and they had high hopes to a degree, but then, like I tell them, go back and look and take a hard objective look at all the things that you did,
right.
And these things that they showed you. Years ago, because this guy's been retired almost 5 years. What about those things, those little indicators that kept coming by? You know, he said, well, looking back, I could have, you know, we should have seen what we should have seen everything that we've seen the last few weeks. When they said the United States is leaving, well, Habib and whoever else, you know, that's their cousin. They're not going to shoot him over some American way of life, which they don't understand. I mean, they're trying to, some of them are trying to be a little bit diplomatic, but at the same time, you know, you got that white mentality running loose in Afghanistan. You got that same thing running loose in California. Gary, it's like a football game. You can't get the trophy unless you truly win. And there's never been a sense in the last 15 years that we were truly winning. You had people who went along to get along, took the money, and see, had they been like they said they were going to do, hey, you know, they will be walking on bodies in the street. That's not happening.
I mean, Reggie said earlier, our defense department and put more money in defense than any other department in this country. Why are we doing this? We're putting more money in the military arms than anything else. What's wrong with us?
Gary, do you understand the principle behind money laundering?
Oh, I get it.
Come on.
Go back a little ways. Look up a guy named Dick Cheney.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Start right there. You have a group of people who, for whatever reason, who basically came out of nowhere on the Bush too. And started. They needed a war. They needed to move money. What do you have when you have war? You take a $6 million tank over there and blow it up. You don't have insurance.
You got to build three or four more, right?
Ever how many get blown up? You see these things are okay. When you blow one up, you got to go buy another one because. You don't insure these things because, I mean, you know, Allstate or State Farm or whoever, I mean, Geico, that lizard ain't gonna insure no tank.
But Brent, before, okay, September 10th, 2001. Dodd-Cheney said, we have $345 million missing. That was December 10th, 2001. Nobody said a word about that money. Where did it go? What happened to that money? And why is Dodd-Cheney?
Gary?
I mean, where that missing money went?
Gary, who cares? You have the perfect charade, a perfect curtain to hide behind. Two airplanes hit the Twin Towers. They came down.
And the next day, another one
crashed into the Pentagon, and another one crashed into a cornfield somewhere.
Yep.
Okay, the whole national, everybody's eyesight went blue for a moment, and now it's concentrated on the trail of smoke. At the end of the day, what you have is a perfect Just like watching a shell game.
There's
not a cover up. You just ignore what's there.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Professor, this is what I want to throw at you. Okay, I give Republicans credit for when they always are playing chess while Democrats playing checkers. What's your immediate opinion of the upcoming midterm election and how Republicans are framing things and making Joe Biden look like a fool, even on the pandemic and even on how he's handled certain overseas? What's your honest evaluation?
Mr. President Biden and Ms. Kamala, the best way to describe what they need to do is bend over and catch, you know, bend over, touch their nose to their knees and catch their ankles.
Come on.
Because it's about to get funky up in here. And see, so far, nothing has gone to court beyond a certain point. And see, there again, he talks, you know, he's talking about, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, but he hasn't done anything.
Thank you.
And
a year's almost up.
And, you know, because even if you go back to when he took office on January 20th, we're still in this, we're into the 8th month now. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the ninth month.
Next week will, one day next week will be the full 8th month. Okay?
Yeah.
Who supported him more than anybody but the Negroes?
Now, hey, nobody. Nobody.
Now, I'm so glad that Gary's cousin didn't get, first of all, the governor didn't get turned out up there. I think in California, and I'm also glad that Gary's cousin didn't get enough votes to become the next governor, because
he's in South Central now.
Listen. As I had a discussion with someone, I said, well, I'm more of a sniper. I can hide and hit you with one bullet. You had to stay down the street, and you can empty a whole magazine and not hit nothing, or nothing you can even. And I said, that's the difference. You see, when I hit you with one, ain't gonna be no comeback and belt. No, you gone. Well, that's kind of what they're hoping. But see, these neoconservatives, black folks like that guy and several others, we got one here as lieutenant governor.
Yeah.
And get this. This gentleman is participating in this rally that's being held at White Lake. Okay.
Oh,
the water in White Lake ain't never been white. It's been dark for years because they have cypress trees and pine trees plus the residue from rotten. Anyway, long story short, I think it's this weekend, he's participating in this rally that's being put on by a bunch of white churches. I was asked by this one guy, I said, let me tell you something. Since you're here with the military, let me tell you something about White Lake. When I was the age of your children, I couldn't go to White Lake.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay? The one time I've been to White Lake in any recent years was when our family reunion was held in North Carolina. It's been about 10 years ago. And we had the younger people were in charge, and my sisters and I, you know, and my sisters and brothers and I, we agreed, okay, let's go with this and let them have a good time, and then sit them down and explain why we objected.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And it boiled down to...
Yeah, I know that history lesson.
Okay, Mike.
Let me ask you, does North Carolina have
the same type of election situation as California? Do they do recalls?
There is a probability of that, but realistically, if you started the day the guy got elected, he could be reelected before you even got moving with him, because there's so many you got to go through. Even though the state legislature has stripped some of the gubernatorial powers and took them back, the state didn't rather.
Yeah.
There's still some, you know, people in our General Assembly, the Senate and the House, they're not permanent full-time people. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they get paid. I mean, they milk the per diem, you know, like a sacred cow. But at the same time, most of them got to go home, take care of their business and whatnot. There's only a few people who get paid on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
The subject came up several years ago. In that same mm-hmm. government, they were talking about turning out the same one that just got elected last year.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's worth mentioning because $290 million on growing trees. And Guy, wouldn't it take like a month to decide on this when they first started bringing this up?
It's 3rd of January.
All right, so $290 million roughly in 9 months. Same as amount of times you'd have a baby. Good Lord.
Could I ask Gary a question?
Please.
Gary, where did this Negro get all this money to do all... I mean, he's been out front for the last...
I have no idea where he got.
How much of your stash did you peel off of him?
I'll tell you what. This gentleman is gonna run again next November.
But he's supposed to be a radio host or some kind of media personality.
He got fired from that. He got fired from the radio interviews I've ever seen.
He is an asshole. I remember what he said when Trayvon Martin was killed, that he was basically backing George Zimmerman. And that blah blah blah, and that we should all have. I mean, this guy is a prick, really. There's no way he could say it. They're sitting out there, knowing what they know. This is a deliberate attempt upon the Republicans.
But Mike, I got a question for you. Okay, we know that Candace Owens, and I know Professor has heard this over and over again. But you got some black folks, in my opinion, and Professor, correct me if I'm wrong. They like, I'm not going to stand in line and wait on the Democrats. I'm going to go over here to the Republican Party, get their talking points, give me some money, and keep moving forward. Now, am I right about that, Professor?
I can deal with Uncle Tom, Sambo, whatever you want to call him. That's what I can't deal with.
Well, what do you think about Cory Booker? Cory Booker does the same thing, just a different direction.
Let me put it this way, Reggie. Booker and Elder are no different in the fact that they're both whores who are trying to dip from the same pot. You know, they don't really care whether what they do works or not. They just want to make sure they get what they get. And that's what the Democrats have been doing for years.
I got a better one than that. And I'm sure Professor Mike can comment this. When President Obama first came out and ran for office, ain't nobody in the Congressional Caucus supported him. Am I right, Professor? Ain't nobody.
I would agree.
The Congressional Black Caucus is they might as well be the same as the people on the right that we're talking about, because most of them have no real agenda other than, you know, getting what they can get for the next and keep two or six years that they're in office, and then move on.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as they get their retirement, they have.
Reggie, this is why you see them running for office, raising money to run for office. But you know, do you know what happens to money that gets raised to run for office? When you win or lose, that's your money.
Yep, that's your war.
Why do you think the former president, the most recent former president, been going out? Now, remember, he showed up at some meeting where he endorsed his clown from North Carolina for the U.S. Senate, and he didn't go to the one who probably has the best chance. He went to the one that's just, you know, his best chance to win is actually shoot everybody else that's running. His own party, most of his own party don't like him.
But they raising money, though.
But they raise money. You see, and remember now, the president has been raising money since the election, really, to go to court and fight this in court. Now remember, he's
coming for that. That's right.
Okay, no, remember, that, Mike, that's a different pot of money.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I
a
know.
Different pot of money. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's raising money for, you know, a bunch of whole thing shenanigans about the rigged election and all that other nonsense. That has been basically shot down, and at least a few Republicans have been smart enough, long enough, and brave enough come out and say, hey, it's a wash. Let's go on, you know, let's move on with life. But did you just do that? No. He's still out there spouting the same lies, got some of them same preachers out there supporting him as a man of God and all that nonsense. And at the end of the day, what you got?
Let me say this for the record, because Republicans and Democrats always walk a fine line, although the Republicans are more defined because they have an agenda, and they stick with their agenda. But let me say this for the edification of it all. Barack Obama, the former president, is full of shit. And the fact that he...
We had a conversation, Mike. You got to roll off your tongue, son. You got to have it more Barack than that, son.
Listen, Barack Obama allowed Citizens United to happen. That was on his
Thank
watch.
You.
How
Thank
money
you.
Was donated, et cetera, was predicated by him and his lack of action. And I'm sorry.
Corporate America.
Maybe I'm going to hear his brother's shit when you call them black kids thugs. Fuck you. And he really hasn't done anything other than put up a smiling face. And his family's good looking and all that shit. Michelle Obama, she's got good intentions. But the long and short of it was, they didn't do fuck all for black people. Nothing.
Hey, Mike, I got to correct you, Mike. They did a hell of a good job for the gay people in the second round. And when he's reelected,
well,
he made sure he hooked up the
gays. That's because the gay people paid. That's because the gay people paid. They backed him up, and they made sure he
Thank
got reelected,
you.
And he paid him back. That's what that was about.
Yep.
Bottom line, he was a fucking empty suit compared to what he could have done for black folks. And because of that, we're running on empty always. And because we're running empty, there's no way to go forward.
Hey, professor. Hey, professor. No comment, professor. No comment, professor.
Oh, I listen to running on empty every day.
Yeah.
Okay.
And see, the sad part is that there's nothing to refute there. We know.
No.
I mean, you know, because see, sometimes you just got to stop and admit what you see for what it is. And
Thank you.
When you know, me and Reggie, it's kind of personal because we graduated from the schools that he screwed up when he redid the rules on student loans and that kind of thing. He did HBCUs a job. And They still
he reamed
keep
up.
Coming.
Yeah, he put a good ream job on HBCUs. And Professor, you the economic man, I wonder how many families probably are still crushed from what he did and didn't have to do it when he raised those requirements on the own loans.
Who knows? Because, to their credit, a lot of young people, as well as some old people, they got jobs in or second jobs. They still got that loan thing hanging out there. It's going to be, I think, loans are being held up, loan payments are being held up until January 2022. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's look at the wisdom and genius behind that. Your first payment is due after the 20th of January. After the 20th of January, which is the anniversary of Biden taking office. Okay? You're talking about a month after Christmas when all that money got spent on Christmas gifts and all that other stuff. Forget the lunacy behind it, but just look at the facts. Ain't that some of the worst timing of anything you've seen in a long, long time?
Yeah. Yeah. Look, girlfriend.
But nah, I was just gonna say you know when we go back and look at certain things in history, you know, we have to admit what we see. And in that case, like I said, it was done to us as it was done to everybody else. If you were broke before, you're gonna be broker now.
Come on. That's true. That's true. And I think it's important that everybody understand when Gary started with this was like, it doesn't sound like a lot to us given what Congress spends in a day, whether they do business or not. But the cumulative factor that California has done this twice in 20 years has pushed everybody to understand that they know that the electoral votes that they give up every year, it's like 45 or 46 or something like that, is always going to be favored. If they think there's any way they can get some of it, they will try that. Barry Elder was a very veiled attempt to do exactly that. They wanted to see just how stupid people were. I'm not being funny when I say that, because that asshole Trump got elected, and we had to come to a conclusion that there were some very stupid people behind that. So you want to know, if you're following somebody stupid home, will somebody stupid open the door? The recall would have answered that question for us. So now we move forward, but now the Republicans believe that California is in play. And this is something that they can work on in a year. Don't forget how that asshole got elected. I'm not referring to Barack the asshole, but the other asshole, Trump. He got elected by strategically hitting states that would give him the number of votes on the board. And nothing surprised me as much as the look on Rachel Maddow's face. And they were doing the count, and she's stumbling, trying to mouth out some sort of wild angle that would have happened. And that son of a bitch was, to say it like we say it in WIS, Trump type. And he had the votes he needed to get in, and there wasn't a fucking thing that anybody on the radio or TV could say or do to change it.
Gore and Trump. I mean, Gore and Bush did the same thing.
Yeah. But see, them trying to do a no Trump with electing officials,
let's backtrack just a little bit and remember back when Gore ran, they went to court and all this other kind of stuff.
And then
at all of a sudden, okay, everything was fine. You know, we're going to Supreme Court. Supreme Court said no. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They gave up. First time through. And realistically, because back then I had a chance to discuss with several of my colleagues from college, and we know how certain things need to be done, because several of these cats are lawyers. And it's like, did you see that? What a wimpy presentation. You know, everything was wrong. All they did was go through the motions. Okay, I keep telling y'all, it just called you black don't mean the Democrats on your side. They will screw you and keep going. Because remember, the blacks are lucky and proud to be where they are, and the whites, they got money. Mm-hmm. So they don't bother them. They already got a key to the country club. We saw that with Mrs. Clinton. Mad for how long? Then all of a sudden, she go from being mad, I was robbed or whatever.
Yep.
And then, you know, she disappears. Where'd she go? Because how many times have you seen her with Bill? That tells you something ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what I hear.
Yeah. I agree. Well, gentlemen, before we go to sports, let's wrap this up. G, you started it. Give us a statement that describes what went down, in your opinion.
Well, I believe that the recall was the extension of Donald J. Trump trying to tip the scales. Because they believe that if they got California, really clean house in 2022. Well, because who's going to win, it's going to be a different story.
And you should remember, Feinstein would have dropped out and the Republicans would have got the Senate, control of the Senate.
But they had 30 different people running.
Yeah. They had a bunch of people
mass
running. And that same bunch knew they weren't going to win. But they did what they did, and they definitely broke off Elder Peace to do this. He was their lapdog.
Michael, I believe that Elder is going to run again.
Elder run again.
Hold on, Reggie. He's not going to run for governor. He's going to run for a lower office. And you're the one who said this. It's the local officers we always have to pay attention to. So he got a bump because he got 45% of the votes. So we know his ass is going to turn up again like a bad penny.
And
somewhere along the
run. He can run for anything except Southern California to win.
Yeah, I'm going to say this real quick, guys. If the Democrats are so fucking sorry that they let that clown win, then they deserve what they get. That's all I'm going to say. They can put a decent candidate up and raise money for them. They deserve what the hell they get.
Gentlemen?
But the problem there is the people in general get hurt behind this kind of thing, because if they allow him to be elected, then what you got?
Mm-hmm.
They have that means the general public has no real recourse but to, shall we say, bend over and catch their knee and kiss their knees and grab that. The people out there are working against them.
Yes.
You see, unfortunately, the people in control of the media are also the ones helping them, because see, media is cash strapped now anyway, in general.
That's right. See, this is what I'm talking about.
Professor hits it on the head because nobody wants to admit that motherfuckers introduced this thing. But we've seen it. We've seen mm-hmm. how this thing carries on and how one hand washes the other and how we want to make sure that an agenda follows through. That is why we need to be ever vigilant as to what goes down. Now, having said that, I want to talk about week one of the NFL and the fact that he told when we tab it up after the game between the Baltimore Ravens and Oakland Raiders, or should say Las Vegas Raiders. Sorry, Gary. It's 8-2. And we owe that all to this year's edition of the Field Generals. Mm-hmm. Week one in the National Football League meant new beginnings for many of the teams. And we always know at the beginning of the season, everybody believes they can win. Everybody thinks they can go 16-0. Everybody's from the same talent pool. Everybody's lifting the same weights, doing the same drills. But there's a reason why one team is better than another. And in our humble, it begins with the on-field CEOs, the field generals. Now, before we get into the quarterbacks, I want to give credit to the coach. Mike Tomlin always seems to get treated like a redheaded stepchild. But as years have gone by, more and more people realize this guy must know something. Because he's still here. And he's still here because he keeps winning. And Fred, they were down 10-0 to Buffalo and their very overrated quarterback, Allen. But somehow, Coach Tomlin puts it together. Now, you're a Steelers man. I know this. And you've been watching for a long time. What does Tomlin do that makes you believe his men are going to win on Sunday? As you've seen in comparison, say to Noel and Coward, everybody else.
Well, the biggest thing that and I don't know where this notion came from because it was happening long before integration occurred. Black mm-hmm. coaches know how to motivate players to do what they want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
So when things got tough, they just did what they do, did whatever it is they do to make them ready to play. And, you know, because you've heard guys say the difference between, you know, guys who play with other teams and come to the Steelers, they are amazed, some of them are amazed because, as a rule, most of them have not been exposed to black coaches. Other than maybe low position coaches, what, running back, defensive back, maybe receiver, maybe line. But they, you know, they have one or the other. They don't have all of that. But see, Tomlin has been there long enough to have his program in place. So with his program in place, all he got to do is change personnel or change coach and keep running.
That makes a lot of sense to me. And obviously, he pulled it off 23-16, and he set things off. Meanwhile, Gary, out in Arizona, Kyler Murray
was amazing as he did damage. 37, I checked that, 38-13. What do you like about Kyler?
Man, good running. He is a dual threat, and I think the Arizona Cardinals are going to use him in the correct way this year, and they didn't do last year. They should have won more games last year, but they didn't do that.
Yeah, well, your backup quarterback got a separated shoulder they're not talking about, but Mike, real quick, let's talk about the money. They already said there's more betting going on this first week than ever. They set a fucking record. Now, Professor, you're the money man. I got to ask a question, Professor. Now, all those thousands of people out there in the stands, we know when it comes to COVID-19, now the Buffalo Bills have said, like the Raiders, thank you, Gary, they want 100% vaccination. Do you really think, Professor, these owners are worried about who's vaccinated, who's not coming to these games?
Well, you notice how the vaccination talk went after the lines came up and the games were playing. They don't give a shit about that.
Well,
they want to make sure
because
the cash keeps coming in. Now, when Patrick comes in, we were talking earlier, Patrick said the league made a 126% profit in sports betting for week one.
So they made their money back. They lost from last year.
And that's some.
Pretty
close. New Jersey led the charge. So, of course, now Jersey has passed Nevada in terms of...
Michael, what do you expect? Yeah. What do you expect to happen when you have... Many nations in the stadium Nevada. At that stadium, they have four many nations right in the stadium.
Oh, I don't doubt. Look, G, what do you expect from a city? What do you expect from a city? Yes.
Mike, I mean, they have sports betting there now because remember, even I know how to use a cell phone, so that's all I need.
That's right.
That's fine.
Look, this is a town where you see slot machines in the airport. You know? They're going to make sure they get every penny. They ain't even playing. And because of this, we see this seismic shift in betting. They've made a 7% profit increase over last year in just one game. Just one fucking game. So the action is going to be even hotter. And now, if it wasn't bad enough, they're going to tease you by putting some enticing things in front of you. Last Thursday, you could have took Tampa Bay plus 73 points. And if they held up, you won. This week, they're being slick because all these guys are competing for the same dollar. So now, and this one I heard on the radio as I was driving back home, 30-1 odds for a $5 bet. They're not even talking about long shots either. See, they're saying any team. So if Reggie wants to bet Washington against whoever the hell they're playing, he can bet $5. And if they win, they will pay them at a rate of 30-1.
Wait. Michael, in California, you can put $2 down, and they'll give you $100 to register.
Listen, they're not playing. They want it any way they can get it. That's right. This is just one sporting concern. But the bottom line in this, they want it all. And they're going to get it all. Because if you bet $5 to win 150, you can bet another $5 and win with the other team. So your net would be 140. you can bet on both teams, literally, and win. And that is the key. Because once they got you with that, everything closes up. Remember, it was the other year. Was it either last year or 2 years ago? Saints and the Rams had that playoff game. I know my sister Jenny's still mad. You saw the call. You saw how blatant the call was. But it wasn't until money was supposed to be counted that, okay, we'll let that slide. We'll let that bet ride, and we'll credit you guys. And everybody came back. Everybody. Like it was New Jack City. They all came back wanting base. And they got base already. They got kicked out of home base because they lost their money. And in the Super Bowl, it was even worse. So the gambling thing is so prominent now, the NFL's not hiding it anymore. Remember, they were harumphing in the 60s, and when Schlesinger lost his job because he spent all his money betting on football, a big period, nobody said boo. He was just collateral damage. But this, Sports Illustrated, they focus on gambling specifically in one of their issues. They had never done that before. Now you have programming coming on. The guys will spend hour after incessant hour talking about betting on who, what they think they can do. And, of course, they've got the prop bets in effect. So they can put prop bets on whether the guy will throw over and under enough yards, or running back enough yards, or receiver with enough receptions. Gentlemen, what are we supposed to do?
Mike. Are you trying to infer? Are you trying to infer that people will vote on just about anything?
You're right. You're right.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Because I'm having a historic throwback right here. In back in there was some movie, and I wanted to one of Stupid Clint Eastwood movies, where these guys were betting on a mongoose against a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
And I want to say it's that movie when he had the orangutan.
Yes.
I can't remember.
Yes.
So you're trying to say. Yeah, right turn, Clyde. So you're trying to say that football, and I guess basketball too, has been relegated, has dropped to that low of a benchmark to say that, again, people will bet on anything?
Come on. That is where it is at. And see, this is something that bothers me slightly because it gets in the way of the performances of the field generals. I just talked about Kyler Murray and how efficient he was. You know, I'm watching Russell Wilson play against Indianapolis quarterback Carson Wentz. He's selling shit, but having said
Ronnie,
that.
Rolled off your tongue. I'm proud of you, son. Rolled off your tongue.
See, there is, just like with the Negro Leagues, there is an essence to what we do when it comes to certain sports. Now, Russell took a sack, and homeboy squashed his ass, and he was celebrating and doing the boogaloo and all this other old horse shit. And Russell got up and said, next play, okay, Lockett, you go ahead and run that eight. I think we got them right where we want them. Russell drops back.
Yep, so was that bomb.
I mean, not just throw a bomb. It was pretty. I mean, Gary could have rolled underneath that motherfucker in the wheelchair and caught it and ran into the end zone. That's how beautiful the play was. And let's remember, Lockett's not a speed burner. They had the high safety. He splits them, makes his move, and then accelerates, and the ball was there. It took all of what, 5 seconds? It was beautiful.
It's that.
That's the kind of skill set we bring to the game.
Yeah. But Mike, it's nice to see that Mike Tomlin still can coach, considering that the national media claimed that, you know, time had passed him by, he lost the locker room. That nuke from the 757/804 was proud of, brother, because for him to go into that hostile white supremacist environment known as Buffalo with the Bills Mafia and those bunch of racist piece of trash and the kick
you
that side
and they are racist.
I enjoyed every minute of
it. And see, they have Allen to use the vibe off of because he's one of them as well. So we ain't surprised, but we're happy that things were taken care of. And this is just the start of things. Remember, there was a mess in Houston. You know, Deshaun Watson, all kinds of rumors, Tyrod Taylor came in there, locked it down, and you know he enjoyed every minute of that ass whooping because of the shit they had done to him over the years.
Hey, look, he had to worry about no needle this time.
Yeah, how about that shit? I know he's probably dodging the needles going out there, but he focused and he got them the result they needed because.
But Mike, how about Urban Meyer's already choking on his spit after he might go 0-17, man. I don't see them winning the game this year. I don't see it. And then they got nerd that had the rumor that he might be in line for the USC job, which brings me to Urban Enemy. Urban Enemy, they put his name out there when he should be getting a job in the NFL. Unfreaking real.
Hey, Gabby.
All of the Bill Generals won by 15 points or more, except for
Jackson didn't win.
But you know what? Jackson played well. Listen, the Baltimore Ravens, 33 points, yeah, you know they lost. Their defense was a lot better than that. He scored 27 points. If the Ravens scored 27 points in a game this season, if they average that, you know they're going to win more games than they lost.
Yeah, but you can't cough up the ball twice in critical situations.
No, he had two crucial fumbles. I agree with you, Reggie. That's week one stuff that they can clean up.
Yeah.
But they've got the most reliable leg in the league.
And Mike, real quick, Mike, how in the hell can you be trying to switch your ball in midair when you're trying to get hit? See how the Jackson thinking? Come on now. FTV League stuff. You're going to be in the air trying to switch the damn ball while you're trying to get hit.
True.
I mean, while you're getting hit.
It's the first week, and you know he's gonna face General Mahomes next week.
Thank God that game's in Baltimore. Thank God.
I want to talk about how brilliant this kid is because Cleveland did everything they could. I mean, they thought they could take that victory. And they were talking up Baker Mayfield like he was the greatest thing since sliced bread. And when the Browns went up 29-20, and General Mahomes took that shot at the 25-yard line, you could feel it coming. You could see it coming. And the funny part about it was he was running to the opposite side. He was running out of room. And Fred, I don't know if you saw it, but his arm strength was amazing. He's backpedaling. He throws it about 60 yards in the air, and Cheetah catches it 5 yards away from the defender on the other side of the field, runs in for a touchdown, and faster than you can say, Chiefs, it's 29-27. What do you like about General Mahomes?
Well, I think he should – No, he's not supposed to be able to. First of all, he should not be throwing across his body. You don't throw in the direction of where you're going. And, you know, your receiver is supposed to run and draw the defensive back away instead of stopping and coming back and catching the ball, all of which he did. Mm-hmm. So that tells me that there is a level of both confidence and I guess you call it communications on the court,
mm-hmm.
because yes. they, I mean, it wasn't, it was not a play against the Steelers, so I think it was beautiful. Because if it had been against the Steelers, I might have been, you know, I might have yanked the sword out the wall. But no, you know, I think he did, you know, it's part of the player that black folks bring to the game.
Yes.
I mean, you go back in the day and you look at, you know, where you do have film and look at some of the plays from places like Tennessee State,
yep.
Jackson State,
uh-huh.
you know, wherever. This is part of what Coach Prime is actually discovering. Hey,
mm-hmm.
these Negroes have a good thing going.
Come on.
He's tapping into it late because
mm-hmm.
you know he missed, you know, think about it. He's bragging about the fact that he had 46,000.
Yep.
You know, cool. It's a classic. And see, if you know the history between Tennessee State and Jackson State, John Merritt
mm-hmm.
and his staff, if you know that, if
yep.
you know that kind of history, you understand
mm-hmm.
why people turn out. But there's also the thing between the two of them that's almost like FAMU and Bethune-Cookman. You know,
mm-hmm.
like I heard this guy say, you know, yeah, I went to FAMU. My mother went to FAMU. I think it was his mother went to FAMU. And
mm-hmm.
his father went to Bethune-Cookman. He said, well, you know, just from about Tuesday to Tuesday, we just don't speak. You know?
Yep.
And people I know who are from that area, they don't talk about
mm-hmm.
going to the barn. You know, OBC takes too long. Down there,
right.
you know, you go to the classic, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's how it's a similar situation. It shows you what HBCU this is the kind of grooming that HBCUs need to be doing with their fan
yeah.
base and generating
mm-hmm.
you know, crowds like that. Because
most of them
I'm, you know, like personally, I'm staying away from stadiums because
mm-hmm.
I think it's crazy. But even there,
yeah.
for those who choose to go,
mm-hmm.
You know, and like I said, I don't want to see nobody get sick. I don't want to see nobody get caught coughing or nothing
right.
because. Having been in the press box for 30-plus years,
yeah.
it bothers me. You know, they're, matter of fact, I will probably see him in a couple of weeks, the kid who was
mm-hmm.
in a game between Fayetteville State and Savannah State while Shannon Sharp was playing. He was a freshman defensive back, and what do they tell you? You never stand near the pile while it's moving. Well,
there you go.
Well, he ended up with a compound fracture of his fibula, one of them bones
wow.
in his leg. Because he matter of
mm.
fact, they had to go back and pick him up on Tuesday after after the game. Because I mean, when you have a compound fracture like that, they have to open you up and that kind of stuff. So you
That's
go to
right.
the whole surgical protocol.
Right.
But you know,
mm-hmm.
when you look at what the possibilities are. I mean, this young man, I don't think he's tapped in. I don't think he's tapped into all of his skills and gifts because, you know, every time you see him, it's not the same thing. It's something different. But when he comes out, he's live.
It's gonna be interesting to see. We got Patrick Farrar in the mix. Patrick, can you hear us? Patrick, are you there?
Last week, man.
Well, that's all right. We're going to ringy dingy him up now. Patrick, hang up. We're going to call up and add you to the mix.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
Yep. All right, here we go. One ringy dingy and two ringy dingies. All right. Okay. Let's dial his ass up. One ringy dingy.
Live radio. I love it. Live radio.
Patrick, you there? Patrick, are you there?
Oh, shit.
Can you hear me, Doc?
You got a hang up. I'm trying to call you.
Send him a text.
Hang up, brother.
Yeah, send him a text.
Just knocked him out. We're going to try him again.
So much for your bright ideas.
We had to do this with Gary last. No, we had to do this with Gary yesterday. So I know it worked.
Damn, Professor. Lighten up.
Come on, Patrick.
Chief.
Hello. Hey. Can you hear me?
There you go. See? There
okay.
you go.
Live and live in color. What's up, Baker Mayfield? I love the footwork on a wide interception.
Patrick, all I'm gonna say is quack quack. And I'm through.
We're friends on something. Let me tell you, I had to deal with some people this week, and all I got to say is this.
God.
I said, we got 45 freshmen and sophomores on that squad.
Damn.
Plus 45, we got a quarterback that this, in the second game of Kyle's career. We put 600 yards of offense and still lose. I ain't worried about it. I'm not worried about it. You better get it this year.
Yeah. Hey, Patrick, what do you think about what the Milwaukee Bucks did and their new play-by-play announcer? They made history, huh?
Yeah, the woman?
Yeah.
Why not?
Lisa Byington.
Let me tell you something. You all know man. Some of these guys are pitiful too. Some of these guys are doing baseball are some of the most tight, corny, non-interesting individuals that you could talk to. Please.
Yeah.
That's the reason
I
don't care about baseball. They got nothing
right
going on.
Yeah.
You know, so,
but you know what, Patrick? I gotta go back to what Fred said because how much did this cost the program to lose to a bunch of motherfucking ducks?
Well, they want that bad of a team now. They want that bad of a team.
You mean to us? Nothing? It's just one game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It didn't cost us nothing. I mean, look at it this way. If
okay.
that team wasn't as good as it was, it might have been a problem. You know, and I knew we were in trouble when they went 99 yards in the drive and go, wait a minute. A little 99
jumps.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else.
Yeah.
Not enough is being talked about. And I've been looking through, you know, various things.
Yes, sir.
Ain't nobody talking about that quarterback, Anthony Brown. Nobody.
No.
They talking about the kid in North Carolina. They talking about the kid in Georgia. Wait a minute. Anthony Brown's a six-year senior from Boston College. That boy played with so much poise. And you
mm-hmm.
ain't anybody talking about him?
Yep.
Come on, man.
We'll
because
be
that's...
in the year.
Hey.
Are you talking
no
about the...
No protection.
Are you talking about the quarterback for Oregon?
Yeah, quarterback for Oregon, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a Boston College.
Yeah, he's a bad boy.
This kid's good. Because
real good.
Because they make up stories to promote guys to try to get them in the league. I mean, they ain't talking about this kid.
Of course.
So, you know, it doesn't bother. I mean, a lot of Buckeye fans are going crazy. I said, I don't know why. Look,
I saw that game. That was a good ass
game. You got 45 freshmen or something. And guess what else that they don't understand?
Yeah.
Over the last 2 years, 20 Buckeyes have been drafted, 17 in the league now. What do you expect?
Thank you.
Hey, Patrick,
the question is, how long for Urban Myers has an illness and got to step out the league?
No, he'll be there for a while.
He ain't leaving, huh?
No, he ain't.
Two years.
No, oh no, he ain't taking that job, man. That ain't happening.
That's a step down.
No, they had him. He's about as close to that USC job as I am. No, man, he ain't a job. Come on, man.
We were discussing the field general's report for week one. You know, you had Teddy Bridgewater doing damage against the Giants in the backyard and whatnot. What do you like most about Teddy?
Because Teddy knows how to play quarterback. My first, you know, I'd heard about Teddy, and Teddy came to play Rutgers, about 10 years ago. And I did a whole pictorial on him. And he was hurt. And when he came out for the warm-ups, because I heard so much from him, you know, I'm there like 2 hours before he's on the field to get my camera set up. And he came out and they said he was hurt. I said, he might not play. And he looked like he was hurt. You know, he was all shriveled up. I gave him the ball, and the ball came out of his hand like a bullet. I'm saying, who is this brother here? Because, you know, he's real thin. He's going to be dying off. And once he got in the field, boy, he put fire to Rutgers like putting gasoline draws on. I mean, the ball was all over the place. So, and that's carried over to the league. And what bothers me is just like I just talked about Anthony Brown. I mean, Teddy's consistent. Teddy's a good quarterback. You know, I'm lost in this idea of a franchise quarterback. Franchise my butt. If the guy can he make the team move? Can he make the play better? Can he make the plays better? That's what I want to hear. And Teddy does that.
Mr. Brown, the game they playing tomorrow against the Washington football team? Is this, as one of your announcers said, is this an elimination game?
No.
I couldn't believe that clown said that. I could not believe that radio clown said that.
Look, these people overreact on everything. It's one. They're playing 17 games, guys. 17 games.
Week two is an elimination game. I cannot believe that.
It's not just a matter of playing 17 games. Think about it. Most of the star players hadn't played before Sunday.
That's right. True. Some have. True. True.
Yep.
And Fred, you know something? People, I got a call this afternoon from a guy. I do a piece here with a guy in New York. We're putting the piece together, and he said, "Patrick, Odell ain't playing again." I said, "So? They don't want Odell. They want Odell toward the end of the season, and made that quite known. They want him toward the end of the season. That's what it is.
Ain't no rush
to come back, man. Because you need to watch out that boy. I said for the season start, watch out that boy from Auburn, Swartz. Wait till you know how to catch. Because he's faster than Odell.
Yes, I saw some of that during the highlight package. I was like, okay, who the hell is this kid? So, he definitely stood out, Patrick, if he was supposed to, though. So he took care of business. But, you know, I'm seeing now that the field generals understand the sense of urgency. Now, there's going to be some bumps like in Chicago where they should have just started him and let him go, Fields I'm talking about. But, of course, we know they're not going to do that because some organizations are harder to change. One organization that did have it right was Philadelphia, where Jalen Hurts put a hurt on the Atlanta Falcons. He was poised. He was clean. His jersey was clean.
Hey, Mike, I think the Eagles just scored again. did Matt Ryan just get hit again and get sacked? Matty Heisman.
Well, see, I'm pleased because I don't have to say the boy shit in Philadelphia right now because hold off the son, when the game is over.
With that reverend.
When the game is over and the Eagles win, all I got to do is smile and say, Kurt Stone.
Now, Mike.
Yes.
Let's be real. I'm on a time clock on when they're going to find out when they're going to put the boy from Jacksonville, Michigan, whatever his name is. They're going to find out when they're going to put him. I'm telling you. You know that.
Well, I tell you this. We know no matter what they do, they're smoking.
Patrick, you talked about the gambling. Please let everybody know again what happened on today.
Geo Complay is a company that tracks betting and lines and the aspects of betting, like the Wall Street Journal tracks stocks. Well, last week the NFL betting was up from last year this time 126%.
Did they make the money back from last year on losses and then
Let me tell you. Over three of the next years, what they lost will be a tax break. I'm telling you. Because
Jesus Christ.
I'm telling you. They made between, you know, one of the things before I talk about the betting numbers, you know, I said that the idea since March, they've been talking about quarterbacks dropping me crazy to the point I turn it off because I don't want to hear about it. But you know something? What happened? I told Mike, I talked to a friend of mine, who was a PA, production assistant at Fox, over at Fox TV and programming. And he did verify what I was saying. Mm-hmm. The idea of pushing the quarterbacks pushes the betting line. Every newscast, every dad going in show about in the NFL, they're talking about either four people, Rodgers, Brady, Dak. All that pushed the betting line to the point that the game between Dallas and the Bucks had 58 million online
Whoa!
Bets. 58 million.
58 million? Holy shit.
Now, and that's over 18 states.
And
guess
that was
who
one
lost?
Game.
And
that was
and
one
guess,
game.
Guess what state? Guess what state led the most in betting? Yeah,
New Jersey.
4.2 million.
New Jersey.
That's right.
So, you know,
Jersey. How about the Jets? How about that great quarterback with the Jets?
the kid got skills. The kid got some skills.
Yeah,
but again,
Donald Trump Jr., I know, yeah.
The more I look at him, the more I realize they made that pick. He got skills now. That's an image pick, 100% image pick. And that's, like I said, being on the Jets over 25 years, that's them. That's part of the problem. They're too busy about image rather than about winning, you know.
He's got some skills.
I like Silva as a coach. He's connected with the players and guys who've been to the camp. They like the guys again this year. Mm-hmm. Like a hello. As a matter of fact, Mike and I know, anytime WLIB does not get a credential, we got problems. Anytime BLS FM does get a credential, we got problems.
What's going on with that?
Hold on, Reggie. This is a 180-degree shift from what the Jets used to be like.
I don't understand.
Back in the day when Patrick and I first started covering them, they were like, hey, we happy to have y'all. Independent voices, we welcome all that good shit. You know, and you could come to the game. Cover the game, ask questions you needed to do, do your video and everything. Everything was cool. The Jets were cool like that. And Frank Ramos
And guess what? That's what walked through and asked you guys all right?
What?
That's half the owner of the team.
That's right. That's
what
right.
happened?
Catch you to do that.
You know what happened?
What happened?
Corporate I'm going to tell you what happened. Johnson came in. Woody Johnson came in.
That's right.
Oh,
Donald
shit.
Trump's bitch. Yeah.
Woody
that's
Johnson
right.
came in. That's what changes. What he's asking is a prototypical rich white, super rich white guy. Who are these niggas here? What are they doing here?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Outside of playing, we don't need him here. Even though he got a vice president, two vice presidents are black, but you know they work under. I mean, they work for him. But the press box, man.
I'm impressed with Patrick Stan because WLIB. And Larry Hardesty did a show there, a radio show. It was
Box. I was one of the producers of the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then, of course, WBLF got into it. Now, these are black stations, you know. But the bottom
Legendary.
Line was they were covering sport, and everything was what it was supposed to be like. And then they started off with the excuse of, we don't want the electronic media. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You don't want electronic media? This is New York, bitch. Everybody wants electronic media
That's
in New York.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, and thank God, Larry's been with matter of fact, Larry tried to get me to go, but I didn't go with him. Larry's been with ESPN for like about 15 years now.
Yeah. They know. So they're trying to shortchange, because the Jets ain't going to do anything anytime soon. I'm not trying to be funny when I say this. They don't have a talent base as part of their ownership. You know, you got Donald Trump trying to get this guy to give him a break over in Scotland so he can have a fucking tournament because he named him his counsel to the court of St. James over there in England and shit. But it means nothing to them. The football team is like a pittance to him. And to go back to what was implied earlier, you know, we know some college coaches can't do shit in the pros because they can't get away with the same level of control as they did as in college. So we already Nick Saban went running back to Alabama with his toe between his tail between his legs, and you know about this guy more than I do, Patrick. Do you think the same thing is going to happen to the current coach at Jacksonville?
Oh no, Urban's going to be there for a while, man.
Okay.
Now, what Urban ain't used to, what he's going to get used to is getting his ass whooped. That's what it is.
I agree with that.
But you know, but the trick is, about one of the things that I know will have Urban will be there. Urban doesn't have to recruit anymore like he did before. Not that he didn't like it, but somebody can do it for him. And my check is 10 times what it was before. Okay.
Come on.
So he's going to be there one. And plus, Khan wants him there because what they've done to the bottom line of Jacksonville, they want Urban there. Urban will be there for a while. Now, he's a young quarterback. He had a rough day. I expect him to have a rough day. I'm still, I got in a conversation with somebody recently about a quarterback of the future. And the kids, Jackson, I said, the kid's good, but don't put that label on young man. He's going to be a great. I said, let the young man, you know, I don't care if it's him or anybody. Let the guy be who he is. Let's see what he's going to do. Stop putting the labels on the kid to, you know, if he doesn't be a bust.
He's a savior of the Southern gentleman with his long hair.
You're right, Chris.
But Patrick, how demoralizing is it for a coach in college to look at an 18-year-old kid and beg this kid to come to your school? And where these kids now are like, look, man, why should I come to your school? You got an 18-year-old kid starting up here talking shit to you with social media. It's demoralizing, man. You got to pray that your job is banked on an 18-year-old kid.
Guess what? His check would dictate that he does that.
Come on. That's right.
That's fine. Okay, that's fine.
Let me check.
Paycheck. I can't see nothing about that.
At some places, you got some assistant coaches making $1.5 million. I'll bank it. Come on. Oh, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Please go
to the junior college and get them.
Reggie,
yes, sir.
If you are a solid coach, you are not necessarily in basketball. You're probably not the one who actually goes and does the initial contact.
Mm-hmm.
And
And
there's much to be said for the old school way of doing things. Because a lot of these, you know, a lot of the coaches that we be talking about, they didn't make the initial contact, even though they didn't have in a lot of cases, they only had one assistant.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, you have to have a system to make the contact with the players and their parents, because many stars that we talk about came to the various schools that they went to, not because the coach talked to them first. They talked to their mothers.
Mm-hmm.
That's Woody Hayes talked to his mother.
My research assistant, Lanlin, has brought some information to the fore, and I want to make sure we get this in for edification purposes. And regarding the recall in California started in February of 2020 for signatures. And in all 19 states have recall provisions. And that asshole elder filed 300 pages of financial papers, but never made public. He listed his talk show and businesses for his income, but his charity that he started failed miserably. So I just wanted to make sure we had that out there because we tried to get it right, and we wanted to make sure everybody knew what time it was. But the recall and the fact that they had to have one is injurious to the nature of the nation altogether. And on top of everything else, it's another way of wasting money. And $300 million just about respects are wasting that bullshit out there in California in the results of their end. But speaking of wasting money, Patrick, there's a new wrinkle now in this betting link. Apparently now the latest bet is you can get 30-1.
31, yeah.
On anybody, you can bet $5, and if you hit, you get paid at 30-1. So what's stopping you from playing both games with either team winning and collecting 140 net? I mean, it's a tease, but see, you got to be careful what kind of tease it is because once you get in that, it'll reel your ass in.
Hey, man, the notion of that, it just blows my mind. But again, guess what? Guys, it's going to sell out. These fools, they got fools that are going crazy. 12 million people last week put down bets. 12 million.
Look at that.
Please,
wow.
Man. Come on. Just Justin Joseph, and they're now in 18 states.
Yeah.
And some of these crazy, stupid-ass governors in these seven states realize, well, you know, we don't want – oh, they're doing it – I think we better do it now, too. Hell, yeah. You got revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's coming, you know. And here's a counterpoint, and you know Mike better than I do. Even though the FanDuel and DraftKings are, you know, are the headliners, but the sporting books out in Las Vegas, the small ones, oh, please, they're making money. Everybody's making money.
Everybody's making money. That's exactly right. Everybody. There's no doubt about this.
And you're right. And you mentioned something before. The colleges is where they really go crazy. The pros are on the back of the colleges. The colleges is the one that they're going crazy over.
Yeah.
Wednesday, Patrick, payroll must be met.
Right. Payroll must be met. They ain't joking.
Hey, Patrick, real quick, the new NCAA is talking about having this big shit. They're supposed to be revamping how the NCAA is supposed to look. What have your sources told you with the big conference they're supposed to have?
I have no idea at this point, you know, because they have to do a massive restructuring even relevant.
Yeah.
And even at that, their relevance is going to be so dwindled that I don't know what it looks like. I can't even say because I don't think, you know, well, they have an idea, but they ain't telling us yet. So I don't know. But I know one thing. These
That's
kids are making money
part.
Out the gazoo. Who's the brother at Jackson State? I think he got a beverage commercial now. Oh,
shit,
man.
They got the fat boys, offensive linemen, doing pancake commercials.
I don't blame them. Ohio State doing a pancake commercial. You know,
I ain't mad at them.
Come on, look at all these tailgates they do in colleges around the country, and these boys can't get a tuna fish sandwich worth of money.
Come on,
Think
how that must feel to somebody whose college career was short because of some bullshit like that, and they lost their eligibility because of some bullshit. Now it's like marijuana being legal, but motherfuckers still in the joint for having an ounce of weed. That's bullshit.
Well, in Georgia, they just passed a law that 360 cases have been dropped. Might as well drop them.
Might as well. Jeez. Time to get paid.
Please. Yeah. You're right. Because that tax money, you're going to speak on speed. Hey, look what happened. You drop it. Yeah. You take these clowns out of jail, right, from smoking weed. They go to a depository and buys it. Who makes more money? You getting the money back that you spent on them while they're in jail.
Thank you. The government is getting it. The government getting it. And putting tax on it.
But see, Patsy, in today's environment, the state's getting paid directly through the taxation. Because, see, between my house and Fayetteville State is roughly 5 miles. And about a mile up from Fayetteville State, for whatever reason, it's just for years was one of the best fish places in the city. Well, the pops died and the daughters couldn't cook. So eventually they got out of the fish business. And now guess what? They have this nice green and black building.
Marijuana.
Let's see. Wait. Chocolate chip marijuana cookies?
I have not personally been inside the building in like 4 or 5 years.
God.
I don't
know exactly
what they have in here.
So
but I do know there's some people coming out of there smiling.
Hey, Professor, is there some kid, some Girl Scout kid selling cookies in front of it?
You don't want your daughter out there in front of not even Girl Scout cookies.
She can get that little ribbon. God bless her. Get that little badge. Yeah.
You live in a state where tobacco is a crop. So it couldn't have been that bad a transition for them to go from tobacco to weed, right?
That's it.
No.
Hey, soybeans ain't getting it no more.
You can grow soybeans. I mean, if you want to waste your time.
That's what I'm saying. Soybeans ain't getting it no more.
I mean, we have a lot of, remember, besides tobacco, North Carolina raise hogs and all that kind of stuff and cows.
Mm-hmm.
But, we do have people who are vegetarians who only eat, and I quote, who only eat vegetables. And then you got the people who are vegans who don't eat anything but plant-based food and all that kind of stuff, which I don't understand either.
Mm-hmm. Because
I'm the kind of vegetarian that's like this. I only eat meat from animals that eat vegetables. That's how I keep myself clear.
See, that's like me eating Chinese food. When I first learned how to use chopsticks, it was like I really didn't care because it was something I had every now and then. But once I dated somebody who really liked Chinese food, well, it got to the point where I used chopsticks so often, the only thing I didn't use with chopsticks was eating her. But I
don't. Lord.
Oh, Lord. I wasn't ready for that. Damn, I wasn't ready for that.
Amen.
Can we have a rerun on that last comment? I don't think I heard you, Mike. I told you I heard you. Is this the Red Fox hour? Is this the Red Fox?
Mike, I'm not speechless. I'm just not going to say anything.
I was not ready for that. No. Let the church say amen. Amen, amen, and amen.
There's something else.
God,
I'm so jealous of you guys. I want to reach out to Brennan and Reg. They're bringing an age. I'm looking into it now. Me and another guy are here and trying to get something together with it. They're bringing an HBCU basketball tournament here in November.
All right.
Playing in the Rock over. They're bringing the four schools in there. I'll keep you guys abreast of what it is. Yeah.
Like I'm sure Howard would be one
like
of them.
That.
If I had Howard in there.
Is that the one that the basketball players are doing? Because there's about three of them actually in play.
Yeah, I think it's one of them. I studio. Because they sent it to me by email. I'm going, well, let's see what I can do with it. You know, I'll keep you abreast of what
you're
doing. Because one of them, Winston is participating in one, and I think they're going to be with Virginia Union and West Virginia State and one other school will be there. Mm. But then there's another one coming, and then there's one coming that's actually going to be next year.
I know one of the Virginia schools is one of them. Again, I got to follow up, and my man who's
it's
going to be Division II schools.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But there that's is cool. One for Division I schools also.
I think this is D1 because they're playing it at the Rock, and that's where Seton Hall plays. So I guess they want to make an impact. Also, I think if I'm not mistaken, from what I understand, that they might have an HBCU weekend for high school seniors and students to come in damn near free,
right.
Which I think is a good idea.
Well, that's smart. Chris Paul have anything to do with this? Chris Paul?
I'll find out.
Chris Paul is doing the one that Winston and I think Winston and Union are involved in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know West Virginia State is involved in one also, but like I said, it's two, mm-hmm. possibly three that are going to be either this fall or early next year. Because I've been contacted about the historical information.
Right. Hey, Beth, real quick, you used to have one up there in New Jersey that they had, and they canceled it.
The one out in Atlantic City.
Yeah, the one that Union used to be playing.
Yeah, matter of fact, I tell you, one of the sponsors of that was Rick Mahorn.
I know Rick pretty well. Must be doing good.
Rick is involved with one of the ones that I've been in contact with.
Because one in Atlantic City, and also the Atlantic City put some money into it also. But what they did it at the same time when another tournament was up here in Northern Jersey. And the one in Northern Jersey got the pub. And, you know, unless you're going to gamble, you know, it's nice that the gambling people sponsored it, but it didn't quite hit us like they wanted to. So.
Well, I'm surprised Charles Oakley ain't doing nothing. And shout out to Ben Wallace getting dunked in the NBA Hall of Fame. I'm happy for Big Ben and Bobby Dang.
I'm happy for him, too. I want to finish also with some baseball and some Hall of Fame. Because Derek Jeter has made it to the Hall of Fame. Now,
yes, he should.
We know Derek has always carried himself well. Like, y'all don't know what he do behind closed doors. He don't make a point of making anybody know it. He's always handling himself.
What I like about him.
The ultimate aplomb and class. But because he plays for, and I'll quote Tony, those
medieval empires.
They will not give him his due. Now, we know Derek Jeter is a brother. We know that. We see his parents. We know he suffers from Stephon Curry syndrome because if he was as dark as Didi Gregorius or Willie Randolph, they would treat his black ass with contempt with a capital C. And I bring up Randolph because Randolph was a faithful soldier. He was
loyal.
He did everything he could. He was a great player. He was a manager in training. And they had the nerve to tell him one day he was going to be the manager of the Yankees. And this, to me, is more racist or more redneck than anything that Jerry Jones could do because they ain't going to ever be a black man for the New York Yankees.
You're damn right.
My father's brother had to go to the Mets. He had to go over to the Mets.
Willie knew that eventually.
Yeah.
He had to go over to the Mets. And yet, even when he went to the Mets and won 97 games his first season, they took his black ass and treated it with contempt. Fired his ass 3,000 miles away when they knew they was going to fire him.
What a dirty low down scumbag.
That's what they do. Hey, Patrick, quick question. I know we're talking sports, but this crazy-ass rally that's going to happen this weekend up at the Capitol, Man, what have you heard? Because I'm like, I thought this
and it ain't going to be what the good old boys want it to be, because Mike Nicker is works for the what do you call it, the Homeland Security, that's attached with the MTA. Mm-hmm. Put it this way, when he got quiet, he said, "We're waiting."
That's all I want to hear.
They're gonna be on to the fucking teeth. They ain't gonna be able to get away with that bullshit like they got
no,
on January
no.
6th. I can tell
that's
you.
That's all I want to hear. Thank you, Pastor. You made my day.
I don't know this for sure, but from the way he said it, but I sense what's going to be is what you don't see from the government that you need to worry about.
Yeah.
There'll mm-hmm. be a physical presence out there, but who you don't see, you need to worry about. That's all.
Mm-hmm. If some of them get jacked up, oh, well, it'll make my day.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, they need to get jacked up, send a message.
It's going to be some shit, ain't no question about it, but if they really want to play soldier, they're going to find out the hard way this time. That shit ain't going to happen like it did on January 6th.
Oh,
and
no,
if they
have no.
Sense, they'll know that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not
they
at all.
Stand down this time.
Yeah, everybody's on alert. Because my
mm-hmm.
nephew went to Lasserman because he was in the hospital. Excuse me, he was recuperating from coming to the hospital. But he said this time, he said, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that's real shit.
You made my day.
Wait.
They say, come on in the room.
Yeah, come on in the room. Yeah, and you're going to tell. Wait, five of their boys got killed in January? You think they're going to sit around and, oh, no. They're just waiting.
Nah.
Want to do something, okay? Go and do it.
See, I was surprised more people didn't get shot myself because I've been, haven't been through there
a few
times, and I saw them draw, they put their hand on their guns for a guy,
mm-hmm.
I think it was about a three-star general,
mm-hmm.
and another was an admiral, and they
mm-hmm.
knew who these cats were, and it's like, sir, put the hand out front, put the hand on the gun, sir, right there, that's it, don't come in, do not try to proceed any further.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker
should
have got shot.
What about that fool that had the bandana and the damn knives that said, I was on patrol? They should have been there, popped him in the ass. Come on, I'm
mm-hmm.
here on patrol. Had swash stickers all over his fucking truck. I couldn't believe it. Drove from California.
They should have ventilated his ass.
I'm like, unreal.
Mm-hmm. Well,
people don't believe this. You have more any other state.
We've been knowing that. That ain't nothing new, guys.
Yeah.
We've been knowing that.
No. People been sleeping on that, man.
Hey, you got certain. Hey, I don't mean no harm, guys. Some of the wildfires out there, they burn up some of the communities that are just as white as it can be.
Yes,
that's nature
indeed.
Taking care of things. They can't know black
people. Because they don't want you people staying there. Y'all mess up the. You'll mess up the environment up there. So, hey.
So Mother Nature had to take care of them.
Reggie, remember,
yes,
they didn't want they didn't want the Indians to burn the land every 3 years like they did it, the ceremonial burnings.
Yep.
So now they got 10, 15, 20 years of straw and leaves and that kind of stuff. That stuff get pressed down. It burns hotter than
that.
We had old town burned down in one day.
Was
it? Okay,
it
was gone.
Hey,
that's true.
Hey,
that's true.
They should listen to
it. It was a town in California, and it was a town in British Columbia. Burnt up in one fucking day because of the wildfires. No question.
Mike, speaking of wildfire, I got some wildfire for y'all. You know, again, we talked about, last time we talked about Zach Wilson. And his mama, they had to shut his mama up because, comments she made, and I ain't heard nothing from her since. Don't need to hear from her.
Mm-hmm.
We got an issue. It's been talked about before, but now they trying to hide it, but it got busted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a former Buckeye, Nick Bosa, who's a baller, But you know, he's a big time Trump follower, and that's his business. Mm-hmm. Okay,
yep.
His brother is, but he don't say nothing. His other brother, he don't say nothing. But what Gavin, Trump mentioned Nick Bosa in one of his rallies. But
oh,
here's
yeah.
the issue. Here's the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Issue is his girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
This bitch has gone on going crazy on social media, calling out brothers and niggas and whatnot on civil cases.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So and she said something. I mean, she just said it freely, and they pictures blue eye blonde, skinny, no ass, you know, typical.
Mm-hmm.
So
are you sure that's not his girlfriend?
Who?
Are you sure that's not his ex-girlfriend?
It's his girlfriend, and they have a cookie company. Her sister and her have a cookie company, but it got out, and they closed down the website.
Yeah,
they
did.
The trick is, now the brothers in the locker room know about it.
Oh,
I
shit.
Knew that she can't go to any league, any team functions, because it's going to get
right.
quite nasty.
That's right. He ain't that good. That's right.
Yeah,
you know what's quite funny? This is not the first time something like this has happened, because we know the team is a compilation
mm-hmm.
of personalities and shit like that. Some, you know, rednecks
mm-hmm.
and some no necks. But the long and short of it is everybody agrees for the good of the team. That they
mm-hmm.
consolidate and put their actions together forward for the positive actions of what the team does collectively. This
mm-hmm.
is not the case now in our social media. You got guys confessing that, you know, they're anti-vaxxers on their personal sites, and then you had some asshole like that asshole from the Bills, Eric Fromm, who said, you know, yeah, I ain't wearing no mask, and you should only let certain people in the league. I mean, you're just off the wall shit. That everybody knows
mm-hmm.
ain't going to be sticking to consumption. So I'm not surprised that Bosa's girlfriend came out like that, but he came out like that. So he obviously endorsed what she was going to say, and she
Bosa,
thought it was good. She was good, too.
2 years ago, that he didn't
yeah.
like the movie Black Panther.
He said it 2 years ago. Exactly.
Bosa gets an emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't do that in social media because, like Teddy say, you can't hide from yourself. Everywhere you go,
mm-hmm.
there you are. And sure enough, that's
yeah.
going to cause – no, seriously, that's going to cause chemistry problems down the road.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that in Jacksonville when Mac Jones was caught sniffing cocaine like fucking Scarface. He did no jail time. They wanted to give him rehab and all
Mike.
Kinds
I
of bullshit.
I just had to clear my time.
Seriously, the black players of the Jacksonville Jaguars are watching this motherfucker get away with murder. I mean, he was just him walking in the locker room was privilege. And you
bragging
that,
about
and,
it.
And the Jacksonville Jaguars did not play well after he got busted because all the hypocrisy
mm-hmm.
was exposed. You know, the chemistry
right.
is a very
we are talking
thing.
Jacksonville, Florida.
Everybody's got to be on the same page, whether you're in Duval or New York City. Or wherever,
mm-hmm.
you know, if the chemistry is not right in the locker room, the team will not succeed.
Yeah.
That's true. That's not overblown. It's the same talent pool. These are the same people coming from the same areas. How they congeal as a unit depends on chemistry. And chemistry depends
yes,
on
sir.
How receptive you are to the success of the team. So,
yes, sir.
Yeah. This is
we'll
what
see
them
on this one.
That's right. This one is to be
because,
continued,
because she can't be around them. Because I can see now, she out someplace with a team function, and you know the sisters know about it.
There
oh,
you go.
Lord.
Come on. You know the sisters
Lord,
know
like, cause
and,
you know.
And
you
Pat,
know.
Hey, Pat, there's going to be some white girls that are going to say something to her about it just for the GP.
No, wait, there you go. And you know when these two or three of these brothers gonna have you know Mickey Minaj's cousin as they date.
Oh Lord!
Come
oh,
on!
Lord.
And you know.
Yeah. And have the girl Miss MSNBC Miss Reed right there in the back.
Wait,
Mike, I social function with a couple of drinks. Yeah, mm-hmm. Say now.
And it take a toke, and it take a toke of that smoke.
I didn't know what happened because that's when the chairs started flying. That's all I got to say.
Yep.
There's some furniture moving. There's some furniture moving around here.
There's going to be some furniture moving, brother. And there's going to be the fellas.
Got Bernie Mac. There's going to be some furniture moving.
Gentlemen, we are at that point.
I'm so jealous, dropping the wisdom
in tonight, and we will start off with Reginald, who is still looking for his ham sandwich. All right, Reggie.
Yes. You know, the sad part about it, that we have HBCUs like Purview and others who don't have a full staff when it comes to COVID-19. It's a damn shame on HBCUGameDay.com where now you got certain HBCUs that don't have the funding to have a staff when it comes to not only athletic trainers, but also when it comes to administration for compliance officers. All I'm saying again, and Patrick Heffer with this, we see all this crazy, wild money with the bet, but still HBCUs always talk about administrative costs. When the ham sandwich are we going to stop drilling Deion Sanders when it comes to try to bring attention? But we like it or not, the brother is trying to do things in the 2021 way. It ain't back in the day. God bless, we had 47,000 down there in Memphis.
Yes,
at
Lord.
Liberty Bowl with Tennessee State and Jackson State. And I'm like, more and more HBCU schools can open up to former NFL players. Hell, Jack State got the damn Baltimore Ravens coaching staff over there. And I'm saying again, it's kind of demoralizing when you got a grown-ass man got to talk to some 18-year-old snot-year-old kid, and then you look at that same kid that said, well, where my offer at? Son, that scholarship is gone. Big mama calls up and say, my baby needs to go to your school. I'm sorry, ma'am. We had a scholarship, but you let it get away. And we're the ones that got to come back and clean up house and a broken heart when they go to a European school. Just my opinion.
There you go. Well said, Reggie.
I imagine.
Patrick, come over here.
I looked at the Hall of Fame, Wrestle Hall of Fame speech, Chris Webber. It was tremendous. It was tremendous. He went through the whole, and he had Barkley and Isaiah. I did not know. Here's a kicker. When he was talking about Isaiah, he and Isaiah had the relationship since he was in high school. And Chris Webber said this. You know, Chris Webber has been banned from school by taking this guy's, I forgot the guy's money out of the tree.
Yep.
In that speech, he says, I never took a dime from anybody. And the indication that maybe Isaiah was giving him money and nobody knew about it.
Wow.
That's the truth. Now, because you can't say I never took money from anybody and Isaiah been around me and my family since I was in high school. You mean to tell me? He didn't buy, what'd you say, Reg? He didn't buy him a ham sandwich?
Come on.
So, but despite that, it was great to hear. The man's intelligent. The young man has understanding of where his stature is. And like you said, when I called that timeout in the game, championship game, I had to face myself. I had nobody to blame but me. It made me grow up. So I'm proud of the young man and what he's done.
Yeah, I've always liked Chris Webber. I interviewed him twice. He was always a gentleman and a very resolute young man. I'm happy for him. Congratulations, Chris. And I know somewhere in a bargain basement bin, your number 4 jersey is still making money for the University of Michigan. How dare
Thank
they
you very
the
much.
Fucking
and Mike, I'm going to throw this in. He says, I love the University of Michigan. And he said it numerous times. He said, okay. Yeah, you're right. Somebody sounds great somewhere that he didn't get a nickel on.
You know, having said that, You will put things in the hands of the professor. Professor, come on with it.
Well, the game. Well, one of the games you were talking about earlier, Winston-Salem State will be playing Morehouse, and Virginia Union will be playing West Virginia State. That's the one we're supposed to call. But there are two more nights. I can't find them right off the top of my head. We'll start boosting them this week. Congratulations to Chris Webber and all them other dudes. But I want to focus on two guys who one is long, long overdue. And I say that even though he went to Norfolk State, and that's Bobby Dandridge.
Bobby D.
Haven't seen him play over the years. He more than deserved years ago. Because the thing I say about these guys who are going in now, who've been out, you know, who've been screwed over for a long time, they're no better today than they were 30 years ago. So what took so long?
Yeah.
But having said that, one other to look at, and I actually worked games with him playing, and that was Big Ben Wallace.
Big Ben, yes.
Undrafted.
Only undrafted player.
Undrafted player to be in the Hall of Fame. And whilst we're on that page, what about Avery Johnson? Because he wasn't drafted either.
Yeah,
and he came from a Division I program. So what's the excuse?
Mm-hmm.
He has played. He has been an assistant. He's been a head coach. What's the excuse? But that will be those two plus Mr. Johnson, who happened to have gone to school with my pastor, so I tease him about, you know, they're both the same size and everything. So, but he can't my pastor can't play basketball. But, you know, all that's going to be addressed in an article I'm working on about misfits, and it's going to be in the book that I'm doing in the Sports Encyclopedia for men's basketball. I'm working on that. I think I'm going to work a couple hours tonight before I go to sleep so I can wake up late tomorrow. But if not, I'll get up early in the morning and do it. But we will start boosting books for Christmas in about a week, and so we will have women's basketball, we have football, and books on Claflin University as well as Livingstone.
All right.
You can go to www.blackheritagereview.com.
Go to www.blackheritagereview.com. Buy books, buy T-shirts, buy history, because any time is a good time for Black history. Big G, come on with it.
NFL columnist, Yahoo columnist, Charles Robinson decided to be the policeman. I mean, is this Charles Robinson once assistant coach Greg Lewis to be suspended?
I remember that.
The Kansas City Chiefs were playing the Cleveland Browns this weekend. Ronnie Harrison Jr. ran to the sideline. He shoved Greg Lewis in the face.
Yes, he did.
Greg Lewis retaliated and pushed him back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mr. Robinson, the writer, said Greg Lewis should be suspended for what he did. Last time I checked, there were no rules against anybody serving anybody else on the sideline. His whiteness, once again, is in the way. Now, yes, Greg Lewis never said something before. I get that. But to sit here and Table ladies will be on the stage.
Oh, shit. Guy like that. The Cove, Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern, one on the Pacific Coast, and then Sunday, Gary's Able Disabled Concert Series continues with the ladies taking center stage. Again, I want to thank everybody for putting their wisdom in the pot tonight. We stirred up a good stew of stuff. And I want to say, as we leave here, we were talking about Halls of Fame. And we're talking about a guy like Derek Jeter, who whose blackness comes out in different ways. And, you know, we got that shade thing, light skin, dark skin, blue skin. That ain't ever going to go away. But we got to understand what they're facing on a day-to-day basis. You know, I always think of the play A Soldier Story and how Adolf Caesar played the role of a light-skinned sergeant who was having his own identity issues because he knew in his heart they hated him if he was just a, if he was the darkest Negro in the bunch. And that doesn't go away. Significance of this. You can serve your country and they'll treat you like shit because you treat you like shit because you don't know who the fuck you are. And we see that in the eyes of somebody like a Larry Elder. We see that in other people who engage in self-hate and carry on with the whole point of they will give you a whole lot of noise, but from where I come from, thunder makes noise, lightning does damage. I'd rather have somebody who produces lightning because once it's unleashed, you can't do nothing about it. It's going to do what it needs to do. And that's just a reminder that all of us need to do what we need to do in going forward. We love the field generals because the field generals are a cultural snapshot of what societally we are. And every Sunday when they go to battle, it's no different than back in the day when we were little kids and we were happy to see Willie Mays and Richie Allen and Hank Aaron and whatnot on TV because that was us. We saw the Dodgers with Newcomb and Jackie Robinson. That was us. We saw Bill Russell and Will Chamberlain and Hal Greer and all the others. That was us.
Sir.
We know there's nothing that we can't do. And whether it's from a female standpoint, when we saw Wilma Rudolph and Wyoming and Tyus, that's us. Althea Gibson, that's us. All of these things make up who we are. And Tony reminds us always that the most imitated and innovative entity that is the black athlete. And that is what we stand for. And that is what we aim to perpetuate for as long as we take breath here. Let's make it last, y'all. We'll see you tomorrow evening with another blueberry tea set. For all of us here on the tree, go safe, stay safe, be safe.
When it's gone, you wanna cry. I don't wanna love like next Sunday.